This is a previously recorded episode.
Geek parts.
Just you.
Just me.
What's up, everybody?
And these people sitting at the table with me. Hey, I'm Chad Kovac.
I'm Brian Schopp.
Kelly Lippa.
And how you guys doing today? This is Geekipedia, and you know we want to talk about what geeks you.
Hell yeah.
What geeks you. And if you're interested in what geeks you, you can give us a call at 248-579-5295. Call in. Either, you know, challenge us, beat us up, make fun of us, especially Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
good
Kelly.
Good luck with that.
She's got every superpower ever known.
I
so
do.
If you want to go up against her, you want to go up against her, it's going to be fantastic because she's going to whoop your ass. Trust
every
me. I've tried a few times, and I'm scared now to even try again.
See?
Yeah, actually call up and convince me why Marvel is so great.
Still not convinced.
No, I'm just a huge DC fan.
Yeah. Right.
And I know people love Marvels, and I don't see it like they do.
You know, we got to try that cricket one out. So what do you think, Crystal? That's perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect. That's a good
time.
It's
going to happen every single time.
That's a good time. You know what? We don't have Jez on the show today.
No.
She's, I guess, I'm thinking she's in Florida right now.
Dude, yeah. She's everywhere.
Yeah. She's all over the place. All over the place.
Even next week, she's going to be at the San Diego Comic Con.
Well, you know what? I was supposed to get a t-shirt for her so she could support Geekipedia at San Diego. And this girl had to go take off to Florida.
Yeah.
Unnoticed.
Right.
It was like yesterday where I'm going to Florida.
Yeah.
See you later, guys.
Just is not stationary.
Yeah, well,
she's a gypsy.
Yeah.
So
Collecting tears everywhere she goes.
But anyway, there was a topic that we talked about last week.
Yeah.
And what was that topic again, huh?
The fact that they're making so many superhero movies for children when the comics, compare the comics between them and the actual movies, very different, less gory, less violent, toned down bullshit so people can make money off of, taking their kids and stuff to go see it.
Because I think that's Marvel.
It doesn't matter.
Because DC has been pretty dark.
Right. But it doesn't matter.
And
like
they've got a lot of backlash because they've been dark. And from what I understand,
they're sticking closer to the comics.
Well, I guess they're DC and Disney and Marvel and all that is going to be one of those kind of things that's like, well, we need to make money, 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 money.
Well, Disney is all about that, though. And that's one of my main concerns. When they took over Star Wars was like,
it was a scary thing for a lot of people.
Yeah. Like, they did an okay job, but I still don't.
I'm not a fan of the Star Wars film.
No.
I'm really not. I'm guessing it was a good idea to be a remake, basically, to start
Kylo
the series
Ren makes me so mad. Oh, my God. I have never had a character make me so fucking mad.
But the under part of it all, this is the thing I hate about films, period. Is that there's always a good underpart to things, but they never seem to stick to those underparts.
Well, they made him more of, the comedian type in the movie because, you have the stormtroopers, and every time he's, fucking throwing a fit, they're just like, I'm getting the hell away from this guy.
Go the other direction.
But he was such a little bitch. And when you look at Star Wars movies, you don't ever see that, And they might have had, a couple different characters in there, but God, he makes me so, like, if there's something Star Wars related at the store and I want to buy it and he's on it, I don't fucking buy it because he bothers me that much.
I got to say, I like the actor that plays him because, I mean, not the way, he actually looks pretty weird for being a Skywalker,
oh, yeah,
to be honest. But
yeah, but he's got that Han in him.
That is true. So it is that weird looking.
You know, he does have that kind of weird.
I'm going to get a lot of hate because of that, because people love Han. But anyway.
Right.
No, the actor, though, he goes along with it. And,
oh, yeah.
And
no, because the fucking Twitter shit. Like, I don't know. I don't think that was actually him,
yeah,
that did it.
Have you ever seen the Saturday Night Live skit that he did?
No.
Oh, my God. It was fucking hilarious. I forgot what it was called, but it's just hilarious. It's a thing where they go. You ever seen that show where the boss dresses up like an employee and then
yes,
undercover boss?
Oh,
undercover,
no, I did
boss.
See that.
Undercover
I did see
boss.
That.
That was,
yeah,
hilarious. Like he's all about making fun of his own character, and that's
I just
love it.
I don't know why. Like, it bothers me so fucking much. Like, just his face.
I actually saw somebody at the Comic-Con,
yeah, you know, he's
cosplaying that character from the Saturday Night.
Yeah, no,
that's amazing.
That's become kind of that's become a big cosplay for a lot of people, because I've seen it several times. Different. We went to the C2E2. We saw it there. I saw it at Motor City Comic-Con, too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I actually saw they made an action figure of that character,
yeah, they did,
from Saturday Night Live. But to me, that's awesome. I love that.
But, you know,
that part of it, yeah.
A lot of hands, a lot of things that go on, though. Like, getting back to the subject of being kid-driven,
right,
movies.
Well, because there was a couple of movies, like, they went back and forth as to whether Suicide Squad was going to be rated R or if it was going to be PG-13.
Yeah.
And for, like, that nanosecond that they're like, yes, we're going to do it rated R, and then they took it back and said, no, we're going to do it PG-13. So they had to go in and, like, re-edit the movie
so
to take out.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, well, I heard about that, too. But I heard that the rumor was that the director is going to be doing a Harley Quinn film, the standalone. He's wanting to do that, and he wants to make this one rated R.
I hope so.
I mean, because I think Harley Quinn would be better as a rated R film,
right,
than the Suicide Squad, because
I think Suicide Squad would be great for rated
but
R.
The thing, yeah, is that you got to remember on the basis, and I think this is what they're thinking about too. Is the basis is the Suicide Squad is really a PG-13 version of villains. You wouldn't get the rated R. You know, if you had a Joker story like The Killing Joke coming out.
Joker's in the Suicide Squad movie.
Right.
But the thing is that if you get a standalone story about Joker, those stories are 10 times rougher and more adult-like than you look at the Suicide Squad. The Suicide Squad was more like making a bunch of villains puppies and bending them at your will and making it more of an action film than it is rated R.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. But if you get all these dangerous villains all together, there's bound to be some rated R shit to happen.
But if you watch any of the trailers and stuff, though, like, it looks like it's supposed to be this extremely violent movie.
I think the violence will be put into action,
right? But not to the extreme. I want
not like
violence.
Deadpool.
Like, well, they'll probably
make it like a the nowadays PG-13 horror film,
right?
Where they go to stab and they camera view show something,
yeah,
else, and you don't really see it happen.
Which by far is the worst thing they've ever done to the horror industry, period, because the horror industry has always been an underdeveloped, underground type thing,
right,
independent thing, and I think when the main industry is trying to make, it's all about money with them, because it's like, let's make it PG-13 so multiple people can see this instead of making,
yeah,
it rated
R.
Even
still, like, people aren't, you know, 13 and whatever year old kids, like, they didn't grow up with this shit, you know, they didn't grow up with like classic fucking horror, so they don't know.
And they cry.
No, they don't. I understand why the companies say, hey, let's make this a little more kid-friendly. And in a way, I kind of don't mind it because it actually draws the kids in when they're younger.
Right.
And it keeps them. It keeps the characters
Listen.
And everything going. Put that shit on.
I don't
want to
hear about
you.
It. You had your phone.
That was not the computer.
That was me.
I know. No, at some point, I do have to send a fake text, though.
But
I'm going to be.
Well, that's fine. You can send all the texts you want. We should actually do some live stuff in here, too. Like, woohoo, look at this.
So I'm actually glad that in a way that they are doing it. But as a fan, I hate it.
Right.
Because I grew up liking superheroes and everything like that. And nowadays, kids, not many kids, go in the comic book shops. But they do now because of the movies.
Right.
Problem is, kids never went in the comic book shops back in the day either.
I did all the fucking time.
But yeah, you're one.
Two. There's two
right
there.
There's two. but we are the table select of people right. that went to the comic book shop.
It was just us. That's how they stayed in business. Most, is what you're saying?
No. What I'm saying is that our numbers at that time are less than the numbers nowadays.
Well, because it wasn't the in thing. Like, yeah, and back that
in
was
the
part.
Back in the day was being a football player and getting a blowjob.
Exactly.
That was back in the day.
You could be a nerd and get a blowjob. You know,
I was a football player and I was a geek.
Yeah.
I mean, so he
liked comic books, but he was Mr. Football Player first. I was the biggest dork of them all.
Not first.
I have to judge you. No, I'm just kidding.
Not first.
No, I like. Okay, so I like the Deadpool thing though, because you brought that up for a second. One of you did. The fact that the budget was so low for that movie, like they cut out so much of the ending because of that.
I thought that movie hurt a little bit though.
No, it did for that reason. Yeah. Because they didn't think it was going to do as well as it did. So I think now they're like trying to push the envelope just a little bit to see, you know, how extreme they can make them. And they know that they're going to make money, but give them the budget so the movies are at least decent. Like,
yeah. And I'll tell you what, when I was a kid, rated R movies, I saw that shit when I was 13.
Dude, we saw that when we were younger than
exactly.
13.
Like, but I would go to the theater at 13 and watch rated R movies.
Dude, my fucking stepdad would let us sit down and watch whatever the hell he was watching.
Yeah,
but you got to remember, too, like when we grew up at the time, too, it was like the 80s was the start of
the best generation ever.
Right. Best generation horror, at least. The best generation horror.
No, us. We're the best generation.
but... You gotta remember, they went to the extreme with horror too, and it went to a downfall because in the 90s, they did this super gory horror, like Curse of Michael Myers, Jason Goes to Hell.
Dude,
you're talking
awesome.
About like Freddy versus Freddy's the Final Friday, or you know, the Final Friday, and then the Freddy's Dead, and these things. These were like the ultimate gore fest horror
right.
films you could ever come across, and then. That was about the time that video games were rotting kids' brains and
it's
that
still bullshit.
Violence with machine guns is killing
okay,
people
Okay, but
off.
If you take 90s versus now, fucking really, like, which is more violent?
Right.
So that's all bullshit.
Well, you know, yeah, it's funny, too, because, you know, let's make, you know, this is not a subject that we normally talk about, but let's make guns illegal. Because that's going to get them out of the villain's hands.
Right.
You know?
I mean, technically, if we're talking about violence and video games and stuff, that's
like,
kind of fitting.
As my eldest nephew was growing up, I would have him watch my Friday the 13th movies
right.
and everything like that because I grew up with that stuff.
Yeah, but it was kind of deranged. He'd be like, tied him up.
No.
Put things in his eyes like this.
You're not supposed to do that?
No.
Yes.
No, you're just supposed to sit them
down? You're supposed
down?
To do that shit.
No, he was freely watching it.
No, this is when you first started, and then you got it into their brain. Now they freely watch this crap.
Yeah, but I'm still going to deny it.
You can't deny it.
Anyway, I took my nephews, 10-year-old and 12-year-old, to go see the remake of Evil Dead in theaters. Because
his nephew just got out of jail yesterday.
Because I wanted to be that cool uncle that took them to go see
right.
that film. So for now on, when they get older, they'd be like, I saw that movie in the theaters. My uncle took me.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's, to me, it's
you got to watch out for that though nowadays because they go say that to someone and they're like, yeah, we were like 10 years old when we got to go see that movie.
My
uncle,
the difference.
What a piece of shit.
I'm not even worried about that.
No, that's the big difference is how times have changed because like they never used to check your IDs and stuff when you went in there. Like they didn't. They're like, here, are you 13? Like fuck no. I'm whatever. I'm going to see the movie anyway. Like
right.
Yeah. You know,
10 and
but
a half
now,
and I'm gonna go see Silence of the Lambs.
But it was just that's what was out and that's what we watched. And now when they're remaking things and they're just putting out bullshit movies all the time and it's like you spend money to go see this and it's not fucking cheap and you sit there and you lose hours of your life over bullshit, it's annoying. Like
yeah.
I want if I watch a trailer, I want the trailer to be as good as the movie. And most of the time it's like here's all the good shit in 2 minutes, you have to sit through a 2-hour movie but you just saw all the good shit in the trailer.
That's what Deadpool was.
That was very sad. I mean, I sat down hoping that movie was going to be a lot more, and it felt like it didn't go anywhere.
That movie was 10 minutes of violence, like 30 minutes of just sex, and then like, oh, fucking I'm dying, and bleh, and then fucking violence. Like,
you know how long it took them to end the film to get off the fucking expressway? Like, The movie like started on the expressway and it didn't end until the final end. And I'm like, holy crap. Granted, there was background story in between, but
yeah,
get off the fucking expressway, damn it.
Every other 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm liking the fact that that part of Marvel that's not owned by Marvel, because there was people, I remember, I on the closed group for Geekopedia, we're talking, I don't know who it was, I think it was Tony, or one of them, was talking about how Deadpool should be bought, the rights of Deadpool should be bought by Marvel.
Oh.
And that they should get the rights
to
Marvel.
One of those got so out of hand, I couldn't even keep up at
work. I'm thinking to myself, you know, because I haven't really been saying a lot. I've been just kind of skimming and watching and learning between all these newer people that have joined and other things of that sort. So I was sitting there going, I'm like, why would you want Deadpool, which was the most successful R-rated horror film ever to be dated in any horror films whatsoever, to go over to PG-13 Marvel and create this hap slappity skippity bullcrap that Marvel has, that Disney Marvel has created now?
Well, like, part of the reason why, like, I initially brought this up was that when, you know, they've put Wolverine in movies, I want Wolverine to be Wolverine.
Did you see the new X-Men?
No.
He is Wolverine.
Does he, like, straight murder people?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's what I'm missing.
I don't know if you know a particular...
But no limbs flying off.
There's no limbs flying off, but they really made that film more grown up than the other X-Men films
previous. What was that rated?
That was rated PG-13, but I would say...
I want R.
But I'd say it's leaning towards more the R side.
Okay, because that's what I want. Like, I mean,
the F-word was in it.
Well, they do that all the time.
One time.
They're allowed one.
Yeah, I know, but like I want him to be X-Men. Like just.
Well, no, they said X-Men at the F word in first
class.
Yeah,
go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
I just want like brutal. Like if they're brutal in the comics, I want them to be brutal on screen, just to keep it consistent. Well, and I know that's why they can't do it all the time.
Superman.
That was a brutal movie.
No, I know. Yeah. I'm not saying that it wasn't, but I'm just saying like I just. There's something that I expect that I'm not going to get.
Well, you're getting there. You're going to get. Have you seen Batman vs. Superman yet?
I have not.
Oh, my God.
I've seen parts of it.
You're special.
No, well, hey, I'm not.
I can tell you what. She gets to watch the 3-hour version.
She gets to watch the 3-hour rated R version.
Can you guys, like, just put them on stuff and give them to me? Because I don't get to travel outside of my home very often.
Well, we're both going to buy it for ourselves. Okay. We'll let you borrow it.
Okay.
We'll let you get it.
No, I've seen parts of it, but I haven't seen the whole movie.
That movie was amazing.
I suck at life. Insert Kelly.
Yeah, I saw that.
All right, well, you know what? We are fellow nerds here, and we'll have to help out Kelly.
Yeah, definitely.
If you want to, give us a call at 248-579-5295.
Tell me how much I suck.
We are going to do a benefit now for Kelly. Help her on her nerdism.
Nerdism.
I just, you know, if people could, like, volunteer to take care of, like, a tiny army, that'd be great, so I can fucking venture out and do things for myself.
It's called duct tape.
That is true.
Actually in small print if you look at it.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures of people, like, taping their children to the wall, and I've thought about it.
Tape them to the wall. They'd be stuck there, and it'd be perfect.
I have Gorilla Glue.
I actually remember one time Chad did that to his brother. He stuck him to a door with duct tape, and...
In my closet, I shut the closet.
You can still use the door.
Yeah. I can still use the door. I shut it.
I used to do shit like that to my brothers.
When he'd start crying or start yelling, I'd open the door. Shut up. If you want to get down from here, you'd be better.
I used to just lock my brother in the closet.
No, he could get out of the closet.
No.
I don't want him to get out of the closet.
No, you stick a door. You do every possible thing you can to make sure he can't get out. And then your mom's like, where's your brother? I'm like, oh, I haven't seen him in a few hours. Fuck that guy.
I think he's hanging out with the next door neighbor girl.
But back to your topic, it all comes down to money.
No, I know. And that's what bothers me.
Ching.
Like, I don't know. Like, I've never...
How many comic books? I mean, I had a conversation with a lady at the comic book shop, the one that owns one that I go to, and she's like, oh, Spider-Man's built for kids, and Batman's not built for kids, and this and that. I'm like, where is one damn comic book on this shelf right here based for kids anyway? Because Marvel, I mean, this is another topic we're talking about.
Does she open the comics to look at them?
She owns a comic book shop, but I was kind of confused on the fact of where you're coming up with this idea that these are built for kids. I mean, I thought the last time kids' comic books were those 7 comic books sitting on the shelf over here.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, for crap's sakes, Adventure Time's not even for kids.
No.
My Little Pony's not even for kids. I mean, they don't even make comic books for kids.
That's brony
porn.
Well,
and you gotta think though, like
we don't even get that back on that subject. We're not even gonna talk about that.
If you get okay, like if you're there. If you're a 10-year-old kid and up, not saying that all of that stuff is okay for them, but 10 and up, some of it could be given to kids.
Well, me, I'm different. I mean, any of it's good enough for the kids, except for maybe some of the Image titles.
Right. No, and
come
I'm
on, dude.
Going.
You read all that shit when you were younger, so why not let them?
I got in trouble for all that shit.
No, that's not you, though. That's
okay. Fine, they can read everything.
That is the parent. Right. Exactly.
No, and I'm saying, like, but you got to think.
Walking Dead, the newest issue. Never mind. Sorry.
You got to think.
You got geeked out today a little bit.
Pussy ass parents equal pussy ass children.
Yeah, but that's like 90% of our population now.
That's my point. So they're not going to go in and let their kids read that shit. They're not going to, like, the kids have to make the, you know, okay, well, I have my own money now. I've seen all of these films, and they're going to base the films off the comic books or the, yeah, you know what I meant to say. And it's not going to be that way, and they're going to go, and they're going to be like, oh, well, no, this happened, but this really didn't happen. Like, just fucking bullshit. What are you looking at?
Your Darth Vader tattoo.
I think he was just finished. Checking out your ass. That's what I saw.
It's glorious.
I saw her arm waving around, and I thought, I'm like, is that Darth Vader?
It is. We talked about Star Wars tattoos.
It did say ass on there, too.
Where?
I'm just joking.
Where?
I was like, did they put something in I didn't see?
That was one drunk
no,
night.
But the other time is the Jack Skeleton.
Oh, nice.
That is sick. I like that.
Thanks.
But
anyway, sorry for getting distracted. Tattoos do that. I got a tattoo appointment this July to get my Batman filled in.
Fuck you right in the face.
I'm actually trying to get my nephews into comic books. Like, I gave them
like
over
sports.
300 fucking comic books.
And they weren't into it?
One of my nephews is the closest to me. Like, he played action figures and video games. All of them play video games, but they're all, like, mostly in the sports and stuff like that.
And then porn came around.
Where my youngest is, the youngest one is, he's just more like me. He played action figures, like
Teen
Titans.
The nerd, like he's a geek like us. The nerdest geek that we all are. I mean,
I learned the hard way not to let children touch your comic books. No respect.
That's why.
No. They read them and they think they're like books.
Hey, your kids want comic books? I have a ton of comic books. Next time you're here. I'm going to give you a ton of comic books that they can destroy, have fun with.
They destroyed ones that were very important to me. And
well,
I'm not
then,
happy about
guess
it.
What? Guess what? I'm gonna have a distraction for you.
Okay.
This is part of the Help Kelly program and her nerdism.
Also, like 47 rolls of duct tape. That would be nice.
Wow. Okay, so anybody at the duct tape company, if you're listening right now, or even work at a hardware store, if you can get us some discount on duct tape.
We need some donations.
We don't want your typical duct tape. We need 100 mile an hour duct tape.
I'm lying about the fact that I've already come and gone from a funeral to be here this evening, so that tells you how I live my life.
That's perfect, though.
Geek to the
it
end.
Is.
I mean,
somehow, some way, I managed 2 weeks in a row. This may not happen again.
You know what? You're going to make this your life now. You're going to be like, I have to
every
get there.
Wednesday, I need to lie.
That's one day that you have. You're like, yes.
And I was like, it was so cool because it used to be like Mondays, 6 to 8. I have an excuse to like just fucking not be around for a few hours, and that was fine. But then, like, I can make this work during the summer, but as soon as school goes back, like there's no fucking way. I can be like, well, fuck you, mom. Like, good
well,
luck.
You know, well, you know what? You can always bring them in here, and we can have a conversation with the kids.
Yeah,
about
good luck
comic
with that.
Books.
Good luck. I mean, one of them maybe. The other one will cry.
Dude, that's okay.
He's a bitch.
Whoa,
that's why we have duct tape.
That's why we have duct tape.
No, they have like their video games and stuff, and that I have gotten them into because like my friend. Fuck that guy. Made me this like video game system with like Atari games, like Game Boy games, Game Boy Advance, Super Nintendo, regular Nintendo, something else. There's like 3,000 games on this thing. I haven't even like gotten deep into it yet, but like Super Mario Brothers we pulled out and like all the old shit that I was just obsessed with as a kid. Fucking learn it, and you're gonna love it. Like,
hey, don't tell them that. You just gotta kind of
no, I don't.
Gradually go in with it.
But then they delete my fucking like
your
saves
oh.
Because I don't want to be in the sand level. And we'll just fucking...
Then guess what?
I'm not playing that game. Do you understand the games that you guys play now, 90% of the time your lives are unlimited, okay?
Yeah.
You get three, unless you get more.
Oh, yeah. We grew up on hard games.
Yes.
Yeah, except for, like, games nowadays like Dark Souls.
Oh, yeah. But you still... Yeah,
yeah, you still die.
It's time consuming. Yeah,
that is the only time I have contemplated murder in my entire life.
Well, Dark Souls is one of those games that does make you contemplate murder.
Yeah,
because sometimes you're going, you know, you have your good days and your bad days, right? Mm-hmm. I definitely recommend that game not to be the day that you're having a bad day kind of game to play, because you'll end up breaking your television, your house, you blow up your car.
I love that game.
I love it too.
I beat it twice.
Apparently, it angers Chad.
No, I don't anger. It could be the possibilities that it will anger me. I played the game. It don't anger me as bad.
People that do get angry at games, return it. Because
if you get mad at games?
Yeah. Well, there's a certain level.
I was going to say, because like, I've been pissed off at a lot of games.
I'm pretty calm at video games, but there's points where I can get kind of mad, angry. But
then there's other
people. There's other people that are just like, way the fuck up here.
Right.
And, like, if they die once, they're going to break their controller.
Like, there's a difference between anger and competitiveness.
No, it's not competitive.
I think competitiveness is
anger.
Is more ignorant than anger. Because...
But what if I don't like to lose at Mario Kart?
Well, I don't think anybody likes to lose at Mario Kart.
Chances are, if I played you in Mario Kart, you're going to win.
Okay, because I'm not very good at it, because I usually don't play with people who are very good at it.
You play with your little kids?
No, sometimes they beat me.
They kick her ass.
Sometimes they beat me, and it's quite tragic, and I'm like...
Oh, okay.
But then they always want to win. Like, every game that they play, they always want to win, and I have to try it.
I'm gonna punch
you
in the face.
Kind of.
I'm gonna punch you in the face, woman!
But
you say to me? I'm sorry, Mom.
No, there's a few times where, like, I've beat them, and I go back to, like, when I was a kid, and I used to fuck with my brothers so bad. My dick was bigger than theirs. Like, fuck those guys. Like, they just sucked at everything. And so, like, I go back in that mode, and I'm like, yeah, you know, like, fuck you. You're like, you're going to learn what it's like to lose. Like, I'm not going to raise no punk-ass bitch. Like, that's not
right.
What I'm doing.
Right.
So it's like, okay, you know,
punk-ass bitches in this house, motherfuckers.
But, like, shit. I get back in that thing, and I'm like, then they cry, and I'm like, what the fuck are you crying? I'm like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that. But then you can't know that you're going to win all the time. Like,
yeah.
these are the games
Are you the type of mom that gets in first place, grabs your controller, throws it down, and starts doing a dance for your kids?
No.
You're like, yeah, suck it.
I'm
suck
too
it.
Lazy for that.
Suck it.
No, I am far too lazy for that. I'm just like, I'll just laugh. And I'm like, then they cry, and then it's funny.
You're like, I did that one time. I was playing against this younger kid, you know, he's at my house. We're playing Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
He was button mashing,
like,
this same fucking move over and over.
I
and you can't get to him because it's just you get hit,
yeah,
and he wins.
Yeah, but Brian sucks at Mortal Kombat, mind you.
Oh, dude, don't make me come over to the table.
Which one?
No, this one was.
We can talk about a story about Brian. Now we'll talk about
that,
right after this.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that right after this.
Anyway, that's a totally different game.
No,
shut
no, it's
up,
not.
Chad.
You said Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
It is. But this is the first 3D version of Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
I don't remember which one that was. If Chad the Roo dude would help me out here. What's that one called?
Which one are you talking about?
The first 3D Mortal Kombat.
Oh, that would have been Mortal Kombat 4.
Was that?
Yeah, it was 4.
Was it?
Yep.
Okay. Anyway, so he was going over and over, and he was just pissing me off. Like,
yeah, when you
really
button mash one
off.
Fucking move, yes.
Well, I beat him, and I can't remember what it was, but I, like, yelled on his face or whatever. I can't remember.
No, I know exactly what
and
it was.
And he just started crying.
He started crying.
And I'm like, go ahead, cry! He's just,
Brian just got loud.
Yeah, that was the loudest Brian's been.
Sorry.
Brian was into that.
I said that a little too loud. But no, everyone was, like, looking at me like...
But anyway.
No, I played Mortal Kombat X within the last
game.
Ooh, that one's awesome.
Couple months. I played for the first time, and I have not played. I think it was Xbox. I think that's what I played on. It was the Xbox.
Boo.
And I haven't played on an Xbox in I couldn't tell you how long. Like, I'm not used to those controllers. The one I have is an old Super Nintendo controller. So,
yeah.
Like, if it's not like a DS or a fucking old school controller, I don't have it. Like, I haven't had a brand new video game system in a long, long time. So I'm sitting there and I was like, fuck, I don't know how to play this. And this son of a bitch, like, it's his fucking game. Like, this is the jackass I was doing the other podcast with. Fuck that guy. So we're sitting over, like, and he's like, oh, let's play this game. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, how do you, A, own this system, B, own this fucking video game? You say you play it all the time. You're doing one fucking move. You got me pinned against the wall. You threw somebody at me. That was the only other fucking move you did. And you're fucking button mashing in one move trying to kill me. I'm like, fuck you. No.
Right?
She pulls out of nowhere. She's like,
ass.
Bam, bam, bam.
I did. I don't know how. I just pretended that I knew what I was doing. And I beat the shit out of him. And he was just like, well, what the fuck was that? I'm like, that's how you fucking play. He's like, but you don't know how to play. I'm like, apparently I do better than you do. Like, nice. He's like, oh, that's the beginner's luck bullshit. Fuck you. No, I won fair and square. Fuck you. Don't try and beat me at my own game. Well, even though I didn't really know how to play that one.
This reminds me of a time back in the day, Mortal Kombat 3. It was Brian. I did the championships for Mortal Kombat 3. It started in Brighton.
Mm-hmm.
At the old pinball shop there in Brighton. I got first place there. And then I went to the second, which at Pinball Pete's, and I end up getting second place there. If I got first, I would have been able to go to Japan and play it in the champions. Well, it was awesome because Brian was really determined one night. And me and him played. He came over to my house. It was Super Nintendo. It was Mortal Kombat 3. And we went at it. It took almost 400 rounds for him to win one time. But he still... Through the whole night, it was like all through the whole night, Brian was like, let's do it again.
That just goes in the proving of that I'm pretty calling it video games. Because right. I was constantly getting beat over and over and over. And I'm like, let's do it again. Let's do it again.
Right.
Let's do it again. And I would choose different characters. He had the same character basically the whole time.
I didn't have the same character every time. I was kicking your ass.
His favorite character was Sub-Zero.
Because at the time, I knew every single character.
He would. Every he would single with every character. Every but it
doesn't.
Was his
it doesn't. It didn't matter. I play it, and there was a point in time he was like, "Well, why don't you pick someone different?" So I started playing other characters, and I was whooping his ass with every other character I was playing as. And he's like, "I'm determined. We're going to do this. I'm determined." I think it was 425 fights into it.
Oh wow!
And he was like, I'm going to kick your ass. And he finally beat me one time. And then we went for a little bit longer after that, and he couldn't beat me. And he was like, I'm done. I'm absolutely dumb. I think he won because I fell asleep a little bit.
But, that's fucked up.
It was a good night. It was a lot of fun.
Well, it made for a story.
The thing is that the next funnest night I ever could say is that we went and got the Japanese mod for the PlayStation to play Japanese games. And we had Dragon Ball Battle 22.
Ultimate Battle 22.
And there was like six of us down in this basement. And you could play like the four or five players at one time.
Yeah, four players.
It was one of the best nights we ever had playing video games.
If you get down here, I don't know what time they close. But that place is literally right down the street that I told you about.
Oh, okay.
Like literally right down the street.
Got to do it.
What's it called?
It's an arcade place.
Retro Games, Taku or something.
Oh, okay.
It's
literally like... Yeah, but, it's all.
But that was a great time though. I mean, we love Dragon Ball Z. We did when we were younger. Know, we still like Dragon Ball Z today. We're just not as big fans as we used to be.
It's kind of funny though. It's kind of funny. Like, today's more of a settled down show.
Yeah,
like we're actually enjoying this today compared to we couldn't enjoy it before.
Because we can bounce off of each other and say, "Hey, like
shut the fuck
your
up."
Point. Like
shut the fuck up. I'm just kidding. Don't.
You better not bell me. I was waiting. She's listening like, fuck you guys. She's not. She's in Florida City.
No. But anyway, let's go to a different subject. Let's go talk about Don had a real big issue on Geekipedia about this. And the big issue was changing your character, changing the look, the feel, even...
Yeah.
Of your favorite character.
Well, it doesn't matter because Marvel right now has been really working on the politics of characters. And it seems like they can get away with it a lot easier than DC. DC changes their character a little bit and the whole industry goes under almost. Marvel
industry goes under. I like that.
So I'm telling you, look, I'm telling you because convergence almost happened. DC lost so much fandom because they decided to go something different and make their characters different for once. People hated
it. People don't like change.
But the problem is okay, now Marvel, they've changed all their characters. I mean, they're putting more ethnic backgrounds to characters and different things of that sort. And
they are going to the extreme.
And but it, to me, what bothers me about it the most is not so much changing the characters, but bothers me is it's going to the side of politics. Comic books were built to make fun of politics.
Mm-hmm.
And they were built to be something that politics are – we don't want to follow that because everyday politics is boring and we don't want to hear about this. But now Marvel Comics is nothing but politics because Disney's a very political outsider.
Well, you know what I've heard somebody told me was that they like Marvel because it's more like they touch things that are in the real world. And it's like, why the fuck would I want to read the comic book that touches place in the real world?
Because it's fucking imagination.
Exactly.
Like, this is shit that's never going to happen in real life,
exactly,
ever.
Yeah.
Because it's, the problem is that we're so built to live on government ways and everything else that everybody is being built that way nowadays. It's like me, I still fucking hate the government.
Yeah.
I still want to read comic books that's against the government, that's against politics, against everything else that makes fun of it or fights against it. And
the only thing I would ever want to do if I got $1 billion would become the real life Batman. I don't care that I'm a girl. Fuck you guys and your opinions. I will become the real life Batman.
Batgirl?
No.
Batwoman?
No.
Batman?
Yes. I don't fucking right. No. Okay, so
you know
problem
what?
With part of
I can see you being a better Martha Joker.
Well, part of my problem is the women in superhero movies and stuff, and you guys will completely disagree with me, and I don't give a shit.
Go ahead.
That it's either like the fucking, you know, super tight, super whatever, like. And I know that's all superheroes, so I'm not saying anything against it. But it's like they either slut them up or like they're all running around in tiny, skimpy little fucking dresses and shit. And in all honesty, how is that ever going to help you be a better superhero?
The less a woman is wearing, the better armor class they have.
Yeah, well, that's why I would much rather want to be a man superhero. I could still be a girl, but I would want
What's the difference between the male...
No, that's
role.
What I said. It's not. I make my own fucking rules.
Guys got their junk hanging out.
That's because they want that, you know.
Well, I don't think that. Wait a minute. We don't want. Well, okay, fine. We do. I'll give you.
Okay.
That's the same as basketball shorts. Okay.
I know what you're
like,
saying.
You know
okay,
what you're doing.
Let's bring. Okay. Let's go to Wonder Woman. Let's go to Wonder Woman. All right. For the longest time, she wore a bathing suit.
Right.
A regular bathing suit.
But her comic books were created by a guy that was all about.
What? Well,
all about women behavior and what is that? The tying them up and
yeah.
I mean she was literally created from a pervert.
Yeah, kudos to that guy. But anyway, no. So like a bathing suit, right?
Right.
And then there was a costume where she had like a warrior dress on,
mm-hmm.
which we've seen like Xena wears that,
right?
And then when they actually put her in pants,
it was like.
It was like, oh my god, everyone was bitching. Like, remember that?
Well, they did it with Michael J. Straczynski did her with the pants, and that was absolutely adored. People loved that.
Nah, dude, I heard more complaints about.
No, there was no complaints about that. That series was actually one of the most phenomenal series yet. And then they turned around and they ended it because of the New 52. But it wasn't until David Finch's version of her, where she was complete body armored. And everything else, people lost their fucking minds because
she was fully body armored.
No, because her costume was fully. There was no. It showed no skin.
No, I understand that, but that's not why people were bitching, was it?
Yeah, that was one major reason why they were bitching.
Well,
they didn't start bitching about that series until after a few issues went in about the story, which to me was a lot better than Brian Azzarello's story, which was something that didn't. Let's write how many issues he wrote. But didn't solve anything.
Well,
he opened up so many loose ends.
Still be into them if they weren't done up like that.
I know. I love the Wonder Woman series with her completely covered.
Okay, but if you didn't know that was anything, if that's what they started out when you were a kid,
yeah,
like you had the choice between her and like Skangzilla, like which would you have chosen?
Skangzilla.
I don't matter. To be honestly true, My Lady Death was that to me back in the kid because right. She was big boobs, scantily clad.
Well, but that's how they do them. Like, but, it's just...
I mean, superheroes in general. I mean, one of my favorite superheroes from those time was Phoenix, and she was completely covered head to toe. I mean...
No, I'm just saying, like, that's... They do that, you know, in the movies, they do that and all that stuff just for a specific
if you think about purpose. It, if you think about it, DC... And Marvel through the 90s and stuff, they kept pretty classy on their characters. They didn't really – they showed big boobs, of course.
Right.
Well, but they were outfits. They were full outfits, right. A lot of them were. It wasn't until Image comic books and and stories like that started coming out where they were really like Witchblade. I mean, yeah. She's got a body armor that can grow completely oversized, but she's always in a small little outfit.
Yeah, but like even like Wonder Woman, it wasn't like
– No, hers was never bad.
Yeah. I mean, but her, like, my favorite outfit of hers is when she's wearing, like, that warrior armor with, like, the warrior dress. Because, I mean, even looking at the movie, like, Troy, you know, he was running around in the same fucking dress.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So.
Well, because that goes good with the mythology of her.
Exactly. And that's why I have no complaints over that.
I just remember, like, walking through comic book stores when I was a kid. And that's all you saw, you know, and
boobs and tits. Yeah, boobs and tits. It was like
sex sells. That's what it comes down to.
It really does. But like, I remember, you know, looking. I would never go for those comic books. I never did. Like, I always, you know, because they used to like, okay, well, this is more so like a comic book that's supposed to be for a girl because she's like, you know, a superhero chick, and she's, you know, oh, let's, you know, follow our feminism ways, and not necessarily in that, right. You know, whatever. But you're supposed to be into the females because you're a fucking girl. Fuck that. Like, I never followed that shit. Like, I was always into, like, the hardcore, like, yeah. Like, well, I want fucking murder and violence.
Here's a really good example
of
a girl character that I really like and is covered up. Was covered up all the time. And that's Harley Quinn.
Oh, yeah.
She's still covered
Fully covered. Granted, there was times where it was, at first it was spandex. At first, it was like a spandex thing.
They're not going to do that with this, but I mean, what completely changed her was the video game.
No, because she always had everything. Yeah.
She was in leather. Like in the video game, she had a skirt and different things of that sort. But she had leather. In the first game, Arkham Asylum, she was completely in leather.
Right.
Yeah, they changed like the spandex into like a leather type,
right.
Which is more like more sexual.
Oh, yeah.
But she had more the bad girl sexual feel to her because she had the belts and buckles.
Well,
and,
she always was that way though.
I mean, no,
for the,
I mean,
well, not no was, for the most she, part, but
she was more or less a side character than anything else. It wasn't until she like the video games actually was what really started her popularity, because it gave a whole new venture and a whole new look to the character, which is what we've always seen. And before it was just basically Joker's bitch.
Yeah.
And basically, he didn't care if she survived.
All
or
I gotta
lived
say
or...
is, I mean, that's how her fandom came about.
Oh yeah.
So all she had to do was stand next to Joker, and she was instant fan fave.
I mean, it was
Joker's.
It was the animated cartoon that started her.
Mm-hmm.
So, her character became very popular. And
dude,
her...
if you watch those, they are so entertaining.
They're the best cartoons
they
ever.
They are. Oh,
yeah. I mean, X-Men was an excellent
Our
cartoon.
Our cartoons were the best.
X-Men, Spider-Man, I mean, Superman and Justice League cartoons were great, but nothing compares to Batman anime series. The first three seasons, the fourth season went downhill.
No, that's still good, though.
It was good, but it still went downhill because yeah. they really
no,
got
I
that
agree.
Kiddish animation to it where yeah. the original ones felt like something straight from the comic books.
Right.
Like, it gave the horror, it gave the punch that you wanted as Batman.
And,
but,
and it was dark and it had grown-up storylines to it.
Right. Like, they have, with the movie and stuff coming out, they have, you know, so much of the old stuff. Like, they keep making, you know, like, the little clips and stuff that will share, like, hell all over the place, all over the page. So we actually, like, if you look, you can find them and watch them, and that's what we've been preoccupying ourselves with.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, no, I want you to see the things that I grew up with, because everything out right now is shit.
Yeah.
Like... Mm-hmm. We don't watch any new shit.
Yeah, there's
like,
6 second attention span, you know?
Yes.
So that everything needs to like explode every 6 seconds to keep their attention.
That Freddy Krueger song was pretty popular in my house, though.
One,
both
two.
Of them. No.
Oh, the I one. Know you're talking about. Yeah, no, that one.
Oh, the
dude,
rap one?
The rap one.
Dude, like, because what initially happened was I found like that replay thing that I put on the page initially, and I was sitting at work, and I was like, I'm bored. We fired somebody, and I was just like, fuck that. Like, I have been doing
Sweet.
The work of two people. I sat down, and I was like, I'm taking a break, whatever. And I was like, I wonder if that's a whole fucking song. Found that shit on YouTube, and there is so much more. And I got lost, and I was like, shit, I'm supposed to be doing something right.
Time to go back to work. No. I do that sometimes, too. I'll be at work, and because I drive around, I fill vending machines in.
Where's our fucking snacks, bitch?
Aw, snack.
Ooh, I just called you out.
Tell me that you're the snack fairy. I just told snack you I inhaled yeah, fucking snack snacks fairy. On my way
That's
here.
That's perfect.
Can I get my fairy music, please? Can I get some fairy music because I'm the snack fairy?
I don't even have a sound effect
hey,
for that.
Hey, Crystal, you want to say something on this?
No. There you go.
Exactly.
That's your fairy music.
But anyway... I mean, okay, with the movie, I'm completely psyched for Suicide Squad. I'm completely psyched for these films. I think Joker is going to be absolutely amazing in this film. I think it's going to be the first time that we see Joker completely. Everything that we've all seen of Joker wrapped up into one character.
Right.
I'm sorry, I want to bring back, since we're talking about Suicide Squad, I want to bring back the outfits of Harley Quinn. In this new Suicide Squad, everyone hated it so much when it first came out, but I see so much... Like it's like it like flipped. It
people
seems like everybody
are actually
loves
like
it.
Buying like they're making that specific outfit for people to buy now.
Yeah. You know what? I see so much artwork with her in that outfit.
You know, that was like when I saw that Harley Quinn from the beginning. I've been psyched because it was great. I mean, they built the version, the roller derby version of Harley Quinn, which is in the comic books.
In the current comic books,
but. Me and Brian were completely ruined by that at C2E2 when we were waiting in line to get in.
Oh, Jesus.
There was a guy standing in front of us dressed as her.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
It was the scariest. Why? Okay. This generation just fucked.
That's true.
Because
that is true.
Because I remember there was one time years ago that we went to the Comic-Con, and you have all these hot girls dressing up in cosplay. You got guys dressing up in cosplay, but we saw one hot chick end up being a dude.
Well, yeah.
It was scary.
Wait.
It was scary. No,
you initially thought it was a hot chick.
It was from a distance.
It was from a distance. It was from behind.
It looked like it was a chick.
It looked like literally a chick.
Dressed up as Wonder Woman.
We walked past, and we're like, wow, what the fuck is that a beard?
But dude,
gotta look at a face before you judge hot or not.
You couldn't look at it. This
we're
is,
like,
this
look
is
at
like,
that, and
this
everyone
is like
looks
the
over.
First Wonder Woman outfit I've ever seen. Because you know what, 90% of the time that people
was he
that
like
are
a
wearing,
small dude? Because
I mean, feminine all the way. Like,
but it was tall, like an Amazon. So it was like
wait,
like,
it wasn't a man because it was just.
We call those. We call those shims. We call those shims. She hims.
That's fine. I was just making sure I was on the right page here.
But the problem is okay. But nowadays, it's scary because this generation, like I
you
said,
don't
is
know.
Fucked.
You don't.
There's so much cross dressing in the cosplay industry. There's so much. The guy plays the girl role and the girl's playing the guy role. I mean, the girls make the guy role. I mean. Better, but
I mean, a lot of times people do it in groups, and it's obvious.
Right.
It's like, okay, you guys are having fun. But this dude was by himself, and like every con, after that, we saw him like every con dressed up as a different kind of woman.
Well, and I'm like, oh my god, please stop that.
Well,
please stop that.
To make a lighter bit of a note,
I even think he shaved his legs.
Well, that should have been your first. Oh, he did?
I think he did. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, if you're gonna dress up as a chick, I'm pretty sure you might. But you know the giant like pictures that we've shared on the page a few times.
Yeah,
they have those in pillowcases.
They have those. I want to go buy a house specifically so I can have that same white couch.
No, you don't. You don't want a house. I want to burn mine down, and I don't.
But I want the same white couch in every single room with pictures over top of it.
Dude, there's so many pictures that I like. You can't fit them all.
Right.
You got to like change them every month.
No, that's why you need to buy them in pillowcases because I spent an hour on Amazon. Like, I would find one because Amazon will send me stuff. It's like, hey, you've purchased this or, you know, people who have bought stuff that you like. And the one was like the Joker picture, like just the Joker, like Heath Ledger, like out the window Joker picture. Yeah. And I was like, man. And I didn't realize it was a pillowcase and it was like $4 or something like that. And I was like, shit. So I clicked on it, and then it's just like, I put everything in my cart just in case I ever find money. So literally, like, I put that in there, and then it would send me to something else, and then it was like, shit. What are you doing?
It's kind of hot in here.
Yeah, a little
bit. Hot in here.
I thought you were getting our attention for something.
I'm not going to take my clothes off.
No, I'm trying to create a breeze.
If anybody's wondering what we're talking about, if you like our page, a Geekipedia on Facebook,
it's just like,
or we have ask to join our Geekipedia page.
We have an open site and a closed site.
Yeah.
And one's Geekipedia What Geeks You, and the other one's Geekipedia Podcast Radio.
Live podcast.
Live podcast.
And we post up shit every day. We have huge discussions about anything and everything on there. It's actually a blast.
I literally commented on something and I went to look back on it and there was 47 and I was like, I don't have time for this right now.
Basically what it is that we're taking all the media that's out there and putting it into one. And what we're doing is What Geeks You. We're putting everything that geeks us is putting on there.
Yep.
And you guys want to be interested in it and check it out, come on over, check it out. I mean, we talk about anything. We want to argue about anything. We want to argue about anything. We want to fight about anything.
Don't get out of hand.
Or we agree with stuff.
I created the site and she's almost kicked me off.
Yeah, that's my job.
But I was like,
that's Geekipedia on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook. Just check us out and have fun with it. Put up, you know, we'd have no restrictions, you know, just as long as there's no child porn on there or anything stupid.
We'll kick your ass off.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're up here talking about anything. I mean, if you're a Marvel fan, you want to get up there and start talking about some shit, or you're a DC fan, Image fan, it doesn't matter. Just come up
there
and
talk
about
it. Well, that's part of the thing is that's what makes it a very unique spot because nobody is really – I mean, we're all kind of on the same page with stuff, but we all
– we're not afraid
to share our opinion and be
right,
like, no, your opinion's stupid, and let me tell you
except you got to watch out for Kelly, though. She will bite you. She'll be like, I really like this a lot. No, you don't.
She'll just, like, sneak up on you, and you're like, wow.
You don't even know
that.
When I'm coming.
It's like – because I'll check.
That's
I'll
what
check.
She said?
I'll check.
Wait, that's what she did say.
What?
You don't even know what she said.
It's getting hot in here.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, but what is it? 7:54. We'll be going on a break in a few minutes here. So is there anything you want to like to add or anything you want to talk about right now? I mean, if you guys like to join us, 248-579-5295. We are Geekipedia. Get over here and start challenging us. We'll challenge you.
Yeah. Or just talk. You don't need to challenge us or anything.
You little sissies.
And it's tough, though. I mean,
wanna try it?
There's a lot of different just personalities on there. It's great. Like,
oh, it's fantastic. I mean, Tony cracks me up the most on there because
he's old school, dude.
He's old school and he's set to his ways.
Oh, you cannot you cannot get him. Like, if you say no, I feel like this about something. He's just like no.
No.
Like, no.
No.
You guys weren't even alive. Like,
no.
I don't think he's that old yet.
No, he's not. But he yelled at me. He was like, dude, I got 12 years on you. I'm like, so the fuck what? Like, that doesn't mean
you might have
12
years
experience.
On it, but you ain't got shit on this.
I can't even do it because I see, Chad is a better girl than me.
Hey, I try. I'm a great actor.
I'm so glad. You're going to take the female role on this show.
Listen here, girlfriend.
See, what the fuck kind of people do you know?
I know a lot of fucked up people.
Or do you just watch like random videos on the internet and just see how women are?
I've seen a lot of movies. A
lot of movies.
Because I've seen her twice and she didn't act like that, so.
No, she don't act like that.
Exactly.
No.
Not in front of people.
That's true.
No.
No. She doesn't look like she would.
No, she doesn't act like that, though.
You just keep your snappy fingers over there to yourself.
How about my
homegirl?
Did an angel?
No, you just removed an angel's wings.
Oh, I thought I just removed an angel fart.
That's true.
But anyway, what time is it now? Oh, well, we got 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay,
5 minutes before our first break.
I thought you said it was
8 o'clock. It's our first break.
It's 4 minutes. Learn how to count homes.
Mine says. Well, mine's got a cracked screen, okay? So that looked like a 5.
Stop being angry, Chad.
I'm not ever angry.
He's playing. That's how he did that. I bet you he was pissed off playing video games. That's what happened.
I wasn't pissed off. I didn't play video games today. I actually read comic books.
You have no idea how many phones he's gone through.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't say
it's
today.
It's not from breaking. It's from dropping them in
dropping
water.
Them. Water. Well, that was one phone.
No, that.
I had one that I wasn't supposed to drink orange juice, and I had an orange juice, and my phone fell in. I think that was my way of being like, look, you're not supposed to have that. And then I got really drunk one time, 2 days after I got a phone. This was a couple years ago.
Smartphone.
It was my first smartphone. I literally waited until my BlackBerry died to get a smartphone because I didn't want touchscreen anything, and I still don't. But I was like, I had a bad day, and I don't ever drink, so I was just like, fuck it, I'm going to drink. Like, I stopped at the liquor store like an adult does on the way home, and I got alcohol.
I hope it's an adult.
Yeah, well, I wasn't.
I don't think kids are going
to
go in.
No, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, adult people buy alcohol to cope with life. So
true.
That's exactly what
or
I did.
Marijuana cigarettes.
That's true. And I literally just, like, I drank two drinks, fucking wasted, didn't even realize how wasted I was. I went downstairs to go to the bathroom. I was trying to fucking look at my phone and send a text message because one of my friends was like, hey, what are you doing? And I wanted to say I was drunk.
She ended up upside down at the bottom of the steps.
No, I ended
up the room.
Texting above my toilet. And then I just dropped my phone. And I was like, it's fine. And I just took
it
out.
Waterproof.
I took it out of the water and I like shook it out a little bit. And it still worked for like a day. And then just nothing. So I waited. I put it in front of the fan for a day and I let it dry out because it didn't have one of those little sensors in that said if it got wet. And I took it back to the store and I was like, something's wrong with this phone. And they would like turned it on and it was just doing all this like crazy possessive shit. They're like, well, we've never seen this before. I'm like, can I just get a new one? And I did. They replaced it.
Nowadays, they're like, we need to be 17 pieces of ID.
Yeah.
You need to go through security clearance through the U.S. Marshal.
I was like, I've had this phone for 2 days and it's a piece of shit. I didn't even want a smartphone.
Well, anyway, besides that, we're going to be jumping into break in about a minute here.
We're going to walk into break.
We're going to walk right. I'm going to jump. I don't know about you. You can walk.
I can't jump. I'm a white boy.
I'm a white boy. Brian was going to shuffle his way into the break.
No, I was going to die.
Anyway, we're going to get back, and we're going to talk about television shows. We're going to talk about Halloween coming up. Ooh, I'm so excited about Halloween coming
up. That was me. That was all my topic.
I love Halloween. Oh. Halloween is the best time. Haunted houses come up. Me and Crystal, we both work at the same haunted house.
Oh, yeah.
It's a blast. It's
oh, yeah. What do you think, Crystal?
She
was really late that time.
Sorry. She wasn't expecting.
But anyway.
I was trying to get her off guard.
We will be back in about 10 minutes. Enjoy the music that's coming up. We have a bunch more exciting stuff. Maybe we can get in a fist fight or argue over about something like last second half.
I can't go back home with a black eye. You don't get black eyes at funerals.
This is a previously recorded episode.
Welcome back.
Welcome to Geekipedia.
It's us crazy ass people sitting here around
crazy
the table
ass
talking about this
around
shit.
The table.
I have an echo.
Yeah.
An echo.
I feel like I'm at home. Please.
Tool. Love them.
Yeah, Tool.
If you don't,
we had some Metallica there too.
I'm still waiting for my new Tool album to be released.
Come on, Maynard. Get your shit together. Let's make some tools.
Let's use some tools.
Wait. Well, let's come back. Let's come back to something that we all love doing. Let's talk about the collectible corner here.
Ooh.
What we like to collect. The things that we have on our shelves that collects dust that looks pretty.
Oh, I'm Chad. I have a really cool collection. Oh, I'm Brian. My collection's cool, too. Oh, hi, I'm Kelly. I don't have any money.
Do you need a tissue? You can look at the pictures of my stuff.
That's fine. Just send me them every day, like a picture of each. I'll just start taping them to my wall.
Awesome.
I'll do it from different angles so you can make your own 3D version of it.
Well, that, and then I'll just take a picture of them once I have them all over my wall. I'll take a picture and upload it to Geekipedia.
The bad thing I hear here is that she'd go to IKEA to buy the $300 thing to put the pictures on.
No. IKEA? No. Oh. I just go in that store and play hide and seek.
I've only been in that store once.
If you haven't done it, do it.
And it's literally... You have to start from the beginning and force you.
Yeah. You cannot get out of that store unless you keep going. They have arrows that say, bitch, go this way.
Yeah.
That is their
way of
doing
it. They do have some shortcuts.
Yeah, I know.
Well, they have to for like fire reasons. But I purchased two statue glass cases from there. That's the only reason
that was the
I was
only
there.
Reason you went?
Only reason.
I went when I moved twice, and it was like, I'm going to have my house look presentable this time. I'm going to buy things. I'm going to put things on things. No. I put them together, and then I never went any further. I was just like, well, that's just going to sit there because I'm not going to put anything on there. Things get destroyed very easily.
I have a comic book shop for a room.
No, I know. I heard about it, Chad. I was really excited for that news. Thank you.
Yeah, we like stuff.
Yeah, I know. I do too, but I don't have much anymore.
But
I did.
I'm actually going to talk about my new item that I got. When did I buy that? When was that?
What are you talking about?
Deathstroke.
Deathshot.
Deathstroke sounds like something completely different.
Dude, Deathstroke
is the baddest motherfucker.
I wasn't talking about that.
No, not that kind of Deathstroke. Not that kind of Deathstroke. Let's talk about snakes in the Deathstroke.
Okay.
Wow.
Let's talk about your Deathstroke, Brian.
Whoa.
I'm giving you the jazz.
Hi, welcome to Kelly.
That's gross, Chad. Giving you the jazz.
What happens
not
when everybody
during the show.
Does a shot on Brie.
Yeah, mine was like three.
There you go.
So good luck, everybody.
Well, it would have been last Friday you bought that fake, that statue.
Yeah, okay, thanks. He's my second brain because my memory is shit.
Yes, it is.
But I'm actually going to post the pictures of my statue on our closed or on our open group of Geekipedia so everybody can see it.
Ooh, I do have a new statue.
Am I on that or no? Because you guys threw me. This one,
I threw you.
You didn't go on there, and
you know, it was the best. It was
not.
The best decision I've ever made.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you.
I mean,
you
I'm best.
This.
Yeah.
Really am.
When I put her on there, I'm like, you know what? I was looking through, and I saw like the whole Cave Radio group of people. You know,
oh, fucking badass. That
oh my
is.
God, that
doesn't
is.
It, doesn't that make you just moist?
Everything does. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow! Look at that! Look at that beauty!
Wow! Brian's moist, and so is she.
Brian's always moist.
Hey, see, we're playing this game called Alone in the Dark together, so.
Yeah,
but anyway, did you see the collector's editions that are coming out for the Batman versus Superman on the Amazon collector's edition stuff that's coming out?
This is why I can't go on the internet.
Hold on, wait. I want to finish my story.
Yeah.
But look at these Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle statues. Look at these teenage mutant ninja turtles.
I can't see when your fucking phone is hopping.
When you do that, post it on the page so other people can see
I
it.
Am going to. Okay. I just got
them. Wait, how do I get this?
That's expensive.
How much is this?
That's like $1,000.
Okay. Fuck my life. I could like not have
you
a save.
You could sell a kid and get a teenage mutant.
They would ask for the money back within like a week.
Yeah, but if you already had,
if I already have the statue,
as you know, how does it go?
No, okay.
As you see,
I am a. I'm going to do this in quotations because it's true, but I don't think that it is. I am a responsible adult, so I have a savings account that I don't touch. So technically, I have money, but
for emergencies.
Yes.
Like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle statue.
You know, that's what the first thought was in my brain.
That's
I was like,
first thought.
I got a couple $1,000 in there.
That like, would be so awesome. I got this blank spot, and I got nothing there. Nothing.
It's an emergency.
It's, get the money now.
Nothing.
There's an empty spot.
This does sound like quite the emergency, because I really kind of want that. How big is it?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. It's actually it's I think it's like two
don't,
feet
don't
wide.
Don't make me do this, Chad.
Dude. It's badass.
It's a badass. I'm gonna put it on Geekipedia so it reminds you every time when you get on tonight.
Fuck you right in your face again.
Wow.
If anybody wants to see the pictures that we were posting, just go to Geekipedia.
There's so much
podcast.
Love here. I love it. It's just so fantastic.
Well, no, okay. So you guys are gonna have to show me how to get to the other one though, because then I only see half of what we do. Or do you guys mostly
The other one is just open. It's just Geekipedia Podcast Live.
Okay.
And, I mean, we don't do a lot more on that. I mean, I'd rather have that as something that's more of the blog site with other people joining
I
in
just
and want
to
say
to
something.
I just see the pictures that
No, you're
not
definitely
seeing.
Part of the whole thing. So
okay.
We're going to get you on that. Uh-oh. He's just
bat
in this band.
Man statue, or that Superman statue.
Yeah.
That I have on hold.
Yeah.
God, I want that so badly.
Yeah, so we're like huge into statues, action figures, and anything pretty much geek.
I find mine from stupid people at garage sales who sell them for a lot less money than
that's
they
badass.
Should.
That is badass.
Like,
yeah.
You know, hook
and
a brother
work,
up.
And I work the system. I'm like, I come with this. You give me, I give you. Like, this is what we're doing here.
But, the stuff that we have is just amazing. I'm not trying to say we're the best, whatever.
No, we're the best.
Okay, we're the best.
Fuck you, Chad.
We're like huge geek fans. I mean, in our entire life, me and Chad have been friends for over 20 years.
Right.
We're basically brothers. I don't even call him my friend. I call him my brother.
He's my brother from another mother.
I have one of those.
So like, actually, his mother is closer than my mother to me.
I have one of those who, my best friend of 15 years, 14 years, his mom.
Yeah, swung like a whorehouse.
Finally.
It is pretty fucking hot in here.
My mom is more his mom than his mom is my mom. It took her a long time to warm up to me because she didn't know what to do with me.
All right, so my hold on.
They can't see what's on your phone, Brian. This is radio.
Brian, talk about it.
Yeah. Hold on. This is your, I'm trying to let me finish my statement.
I'm trying to share this.
That's okay.
Perfect.
Chad, how's the weather?
What are you talking about? Brian, what the hell are you doing over here? You're fucking it up? I'm trying to post shit on Facebook and you're trying to do the same thing? What the fuck?
It's like I'm doing this by myself. This is
a dead spot here. We can't have no dead spots.
No.
Hold on. Jesus. Hold on. Jazz, where are you?
This is why we didn't have this last week.
Jesus Christ.
There was never an opportunity for dead air last week.
All right. I'm trying to post my dead shot pictures.
Talk about your goddamn dead shot.
Can you do two things at one time?
Of course. Yes.
Clearly not.
No.
This is what you do.
No. You know how hard it is to be able to hit the button at the same time as play when jerking off?
Brian, look at me. No. You have to look.
Okay.
This is what you do. Okay? Two things at one time. I can talk and I can share. Oh, look. You learned something today. But you still need to talk.
That's what I'm doing. Okay, no, I'm sorry. What were you talking
about? You were talking about your dead shot.
What were we talking about?
We went to you as the segment for your dead shot statue, and you didn't even jump on it. This is fucked up. I mean, swear to God, this is fucked up.
What were we talking about? You are fucking...
I think we're having a heat stroke in here or something. I think we're fucking dying here or something. This is fucked up.
Oh, there is layers about to come off. I don't even care.
Just dying here.
Brian, talk
about your dead shot.
Speaking of layers, I was playing basically strip poker
layers?
Jenga at a party on Friday night.
What does this got to do with your dead shot statue?
Nothing.
But they're talking about your dead shot.
You can't even talk. We're fucking retarded. Sorry,
okay.
Everyone.
It is. Feet stroke.
That's his new statue. That's coming. He just ordered heat stroke.
It's called heat stroke.
We got dead shot, death stroke, and heat stroke.
You forgot about death stroke.
Oh, shit.
That's that stroke right before you die?
Yeah.
Ooh, dead.
Okay. This dead shot.
Can someone bring a fan in here?
People are going to listen to this. These motherfuckers just laughed for 5 minutes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We didn't even
I'm serious, serious face right now.
I don't think you have it.
Where'd you get the butt at, dude?
What?
Did you not share anything?
Okay.
Anyway, back to the ranch.
Deadshot statue is part of a set called Icons.
I'm trying to be so serious.
And I have an Aquaman version of it, too, which is on the in a picture on Geekipedia. Stop it. Okay. I got tears in coming down my face. All right.
That's sweat. That's fucking sweat. Shut your fucking mouth.
Fucking heat stroke. Get out of here.
We are all going to be ripped by the time we leave here.
I'm going to be like 120 pounds lighter.
Yes. So there's a bunch of statues that are part of this. They got the whole Justice League. They have villain ones. They have the Joker, Deathstroke, no Heatstroke because there's no character.
I think there is actually, but that's probably 60s.
I think that's Heatwave that you're thinking.
Remember Kite Man?
Yeah.
Sounds like a very racist character.
What?
Did you say Kite Man?
No, not Kite Man.
Kite Man.
Not Pointy Hat Man.
I was just like, wait, what kind of
kite,
shit are you?
Like he flies a kite.
Got it.
Like he is the kite.
Anyway, sorry about that. Pictures are online.
It took a really difficult time.
I actually have the Hal Jordan reserved held for me or layaway, whatever you want to call it, at the comic book store. Yeah, because our comic book store is so awesome that they have a layaway.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, they do. You can go in there and you can, like, that's how I've been collecting all these different Batman, Superman statues.
They let me reserve the Ninja Turtle statue.
That's a Sideshow statue.
Damn it.
You have to have a license in order to sell Sideshow.
And they don't sell Sideshow because there's not a lot of people that look for it. But they do have an installment. I don't know if it's still around or not, but they do have an installment payment plan for the statue if you want it. And I think it's like $160 a month. But,
I don't need food.
But
I mean,
it's
okay.
It is a badass statue, and I did tag your name in it.
Thank you very much. So I can go home and kill myself because they don't have it.
There are other statues that don't cost.
They don't cost as much, but that is a big ass statue with all four turtles in one shot.
That's the ones that I like, though.
Tell her about the fucking awesome one that you ordered.
Yeah, tell me more that I don't have.
I got Sideshow. They're not Hot Toys. They're a different set of brand, but I actually have. I'm ordered all the Turtles figures from the new films, and they're actually a 1/6 scale, so you're talking probably 10, 12 inches tall, and they're all the most detailed figures you could ever see as the Turtles.
I just want to let you guys know that on my way here, I had to stop at Dollar Tree, and I bought some Batman and Superman figures and also Ninja Turtle Pez dispensers, so don't be jealous of my collection, bitches.
Hell yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome, man.
That's badass. You know what? It doesn't matter how big your collection or how small it is.
No, see, my... Yeah,
or what it is.
Well, my thing is okay,
Some people might be that way. Some people.
Yeah.
I have about, give or take, 6 more years until I can start spending money on myself again, in which case I am just going to just be poor.
You're
going to
love it.
Very long time.
You know what's going to be funny one day? It's going to be like 6 years down the road, we're going to see a Geekopedia here, and you're going to be like... Look what I got, bitches. Fuck you.
My whole house.
Fuck you.
Like, I will.
My house
I will have
is literally...
fucking statue soaps that I will wash my ass with every morning. Fuck you guys.
They'll be like 18-inch tall soap statues that you just got to go dun, 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 dun,
yep.
dun.
See? I'll be good.
Dude, and then it could be like the male superheroes that you like a lot, so you're like grinding yourself on them so it gets the soap on your body.
What are we getting into this conversation?
No.
That's why you shook your ass like you're rubbing your ass.
No, there's a difference between washing my ass with a superhero and grinding on a superhero.
She's like, I got a superhero pole.
No.
With like Deadpool and everything on it. And I'm grinding on that.
That's what I thought. Like, you're grinding on that shit in the shower.
So the other day with the man cave conversation about the shit that you would have in your man cave, mine would be a legit man cave. I don't want poles and fucking grinding in my man cave.
Yeah, but isn't it a legit man cave?
No. Not a...
I mean, there's a difference between nerd cave, geek cave, and a man cave. And a man cave usually has poles.
That's how they define it. Fuck those people.
It's all pretty much classified as just man cave.
You know what the bad thing
because
is,
Because the man cave is what you envision.
The man cave is like, okay,
Nowadays, but probably 5 years ago, that was a different story.
No, now, like back, it was just like sports. But now, I'm sure
sports
you can...
Sports and a pole.
Those things are like $100. That's why everybody has one.
And they fall over a lot. We get a lot of great videos with idiots on those poles.
Yeah.
We do, and that's hilarious.
The only way that I would ever get on a pole is if I wore my T-Rex costume and I did it. But I could never do
I want to see that.
Me on the pole in the T-Rex costume?
In the T-Rex costume, yes.
I will wear it here.
And I will do it live.
We'll do it live. A live pole dance with T-Rex.
I don't know how well.
In a T-Rex costume.
I have that T-Rex costume.
That is fantastic. Because
the big one that everyone wears all
the time. It blows up. Mm-hmm. You run around. The head
it's like 7 feet
like
tall.
My younger brother, Matt, we were at the after party at the Comic-Con, and there was someone dancing on the dance floor in that T-Rex costume.
It's the greatest.
And there's
ever.
Pictures with him dancing with it and everything, and it was absolutely hilarious.
It is very warm in that costume.
I bet.
I almost went to they literally put an event, I think it was in May or the early beginning of June, where they had like this mass T-Rex meetup, but it was in Minnesota. And obviously, I can't just go to another state very often. So I was like, I'm going to do this. Like, I'm going to get a weekend to myself, and I'm going to go to the massive T-Rex meetup. And I just couldn't do it. I was like, because I don't know any of these people.
Wait. The massive T-Rex
meetup. Like, it was literally to break the Guinness World Book or Guinness Book of World Records of a certain amount of people being in the same costume or something at one time.
That reminds me.
That's pretty
dressing
awesome.
Dressing up.
I can see the 501st beating that.
Dressing. Probably. Well, that's probably a half, probably. I mean, they had garrisons everywhere.
Yeah.
But just talking about dressing up reminds me of Halloween.
Yes.
Ah, yes.
Halloween. I mean, we got past the collectibles here. We got moist and spent ourselves
and
on
a little crazy.
A little crazy.
But Halloween is around the corner. I mean, it's, what, 3-4 months away?
Man, Halloween is the best.
It is.
Halloween is the greatest. I mean, I've been working at a haunted house for many, many years, and
Halloween never ends.
Oh, my God. I don't want Halloween to ever end. I want to have the, you know, it was awesome because there was a subject brought up today about being married on Halloween, which was Brian's cousin Carl.
On Geekipedia, it was brought up. If you want to see any of that, just go to Geekipedia.
That was an incredible conversation.
And I'm telling you what, that was so awesome. You know, that would be the best holiday to get married on.
Yes.
Because you know what? Even like what it said on there, you never forget it.
No.
It's one of those days it is. You don't have to have this dress-up party.
I don't care. If I ever get married, I'm not wearing a dress. Fuck whoever I marry. Don't care.
What are you planning on marrying? Or wearing?
Nothing. Marrying.
I was going to marry a goat. I thought that was
a goat?
Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Wait, what?
No, I really... I don't own dresses. I don't own heels. I don't own skirts. I literally... if somebody broke in my house other than... my work clothes, they probably wouldn't know that a woman lives there.
What if the guy that you were going to marry bought you a dress to get married in? Technically, you now have a
dress.
Can
I wear pants under it?
Absolutely.
Because I had to wear a dress to my prom, and I wore pants and Timberland boots underneath it.
But that would be like the opposite thing, wouldn't you? You know, wouldn't you want to find a guy that wouldn't care what you wanted?
Well, yeah, but I'm just asking her a question.
I can understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay.
Lame.
Then shut up.
I mean, like...
just shut the fuck up, right? Shut the fuck up.
I don't know. Like, first of all, I don't understand why people spend so much money on that shit anyway.
I mean, either. I don't understand why weddings have to be gigantic.
Can you imagine how cheap your wedding would be if you just had pumpkin pies?
Oh, my God, that would be so awesome.
Would be so good.
Okay, I got to say that I was part of a Halloween wedding.
Was it your cousin?
It was my cousin.
It was his cousin.
Okay. He was married in Hell, Michigan on Halloween Day.
If I got married on Halloween, I would either dress up in my Batman costume or I would dress up in my T-Rex costume.
It was fucking awesome because he was the groom. He was Satan.
That's fucking amazing.
And I was the Grim Reaper.
That's awesome.
I was the best man as the Grim Reaper.
I helped make that costume, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Sick. Because you know how to sew, because you're a girl.
Actually, he posted
it. Listen here, girlfriend. Don't you come over here and talk to me like that.
Actually, he does know how to sew because we make costumes. Anyway.
I have a list of things I need to read.
What was I saying? Oh, if you go on Geekipedia, you can actually see the picture of me and him next to each other.
Was that posted on there?
It was.
Okay, I've missed a lot.
Yeah, it was posted on there. We look badass. Like, he's Satan in a tux.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
He was Satan.
Were you?
He was Satan in a tux with a red
he was the whole suit,
tie and everything.
Red tie, black outfit. I think he even had a red, if I'm not mistaken, a red
vest. Yeah,
red vest, black outfit. He had a Satan mask on.
Couldn't see his face at all.
Now I need to find somebody who this isn't hard to, like, convince.
Oh, my God.
I want to get married.
If I ever got married, I want to get married on Halloween.
That sounds incredible.
And
that would be the best ever.
It would.
Okay.
Pumpkin
pies. This is terrible to say, okay, right? I was the Grim Reaper, right? And... for some reason, when I'm behind a mask, I can do whatever and not worry about it.
Yes.
Anyway, so I went and got my grandma. You know, I went and got her and picked her and grabbed her to put her on the dance floor. I did slow dancing with my grandma, and it was pretty awesome. Everyone's like, "Oh, that's special." But then afterwards, I thought about it. I'm like, "Fuck! I just had my grandma dance with death."
Oh, no.
And I was like,
"You're a jackass."
I didn't even think about it, but that's not the point of what it was. But I just wanted to point that out.
But you know, Halloween is just
Halloween gets you moist.
Oh, it does. Beyond anything.
I like the fact that I can say that word on this show.
You like the word moist
well,
on this
Well, I like
show?
To say it because it makes people at my work uncomfortable, and they, I like to make them uncomfortable.
Are they listening to this show?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I need did to you, give them...
Did you tell them about this show?
I told them about the show, and I sent them the podcast. But
that's
awesome.
Can
you send me the information for live? Because I don't have that.
Yeah, no problem. I can do that.
Okay.
But no, it's like, you're looking at different things, like... I mean, as a geek, you mean
there's
Halloween
so
is
so many possibilities.
Halloween is 24/7 because you got cosplay, you got all these different things. But there's nothing better than actually the Halloween season itself. I mean,
I can't.
Oh,
that's my favorite clearance.
You know what
season
I can think
ever.
Of? They even said it in the third film. The Purge is the grown-up version of Halloween.
Yes, it is.
So if Purge came along. It's another day we can dress up.
Yeah, but
hours.
I don't know if I would leave my house. Like, I don't think anybody would.
You'd send your kids out there, wouldn't you?
I'm not that mean. No.
You tape them to the wall outside, go purging.
No, as much
actually,
as
they would probably try and find you and kill you because you duct taped your kid outside.
You would be asking for trouble then.
Yeah. So that's probably not a good idea.
No, I wouldn't.
You
be
would,
able
but you, but if
that.
The Purge was real, you would train your kids to be your army, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You'd be like every day shooting guns. Every day killing
We're
things with
close to that.
Killing watermelons
if the Purge
with
was real.
Machetes.
That's some scary shit.
Yeah, no.
Cuz there are some
well,
fucked
no,
up
because
people.
Do you remember when the first one came out and there was like rumored that Three Cities said that they were going to actually do it? Like they gave dates and everything. Like they shut Detroit down.
Oh, I do remember that.
Because Detroit was one of them. Detroit was like, we're going to have this. It's going to be on this day.
Oh, man. Can you imagine that?
But I don't
that
know why they shut Detroit down because A, it's the Purge in fucking Detroit every day. And
I mean, in all honesty,
you would have brought down the crime rate by like at least a good 65% because they would have just taken each other
Think
out.
Think of how many hillbillies. Redneck hillbillies,
yeah,
would be out there.
They wouldn't even have to change clothes.
No.
They were already ready.
Yeah,
they'd be like, "Shoo!"
Yeah, they have
driving
all their
in
guns.
Their pick 'em up truck.
They already have
my
all their guns
up
prepared.
With my shotguns, my ARs. You know what?
They're American
got my
flags.
Banjo to this day.
We got eight people in the back.
Got eight people in the
They're
back.
Just like,
got cool, full Budweiser.
Got four in the front.
Got four in the front, two in the back. We got Budweiser. We got a self spotlight. So we're going to have ourselves some fun.
There would not be a black person left.
Well, no, probably.
Hey, that's racist. I wasn't meaning that.
We were talking about
that. Yes,
you did. we talk about that. Probably
no, that's what just happened.
Probably
just
the problem is that. Probably the problem is the hillbillies would go in the city and y'all get killed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be like, come on to our side of the woods.
Yeah, no, like that's
welcome to the woods. You never coming back.
I'll tell you what though, this is not geeky at all, but it's on the same subject. You ever notice that any psycho killers, murderers, or serial killers are all white people?
Yeah.
We're fucked
Candyman,
up.
Candyman, but
we're fucked up.
I mean Candyman.
Candyman's fake.
No, he's not. He had bees coming out of his face.
He had a hook in his stuff.
You're right. That's totally true.
It is.
Wow. Anyway, back to the ranch.
Neverland?
Neverland.
Anyway.
Wow.
Too soon?
Wow. Too soon.
Back
soon.
To Halloween?
I was just expecting to, you know, shut the fuck up, Chad.
No.
Or how bad. Never mind. Anyway, so Halloween is one of those times of the years that you can sit there and pull pranks, scare people. Do
there is
what
no
you want
limitation
to do.
On costumes either.
Oh my god, it geeks me out. I can't wait. Haunted house. I'm scaring the shit out of people. This
actually,
year.
Me and Chad actually dress up as characters on our buddy of ours band.
Creeping Chaos.
Creeping
I mean,
chaos.
We like to say it. Our good friend Rob Kamensky. He created this band. He was actually an artist in our comic book series and co-writer with American Bloodlust.
When do I get comics of your guys'?
We'll bring them in next time.
Okay.
I'll bring them and you won't be able to make it.
I can still come
so
up here.
So don't bring them because we want her to make it.
Okay.
Well, fuck you. Then I just
but anyway,
then I won't read
anyway,
your goddamn comic books.
He's a great.
My opinion.
He's a great friend of ours.
Fine.
He created a band called Creeping Chaos, and we do stage shows with him. Actually, if you guys are all interested, I don't know if they have any tickets left. I think there's tickets at the door. But July 22nd, which is a Friday, he's going to be opening
booked.
Up for Skid Row. You're booked. This is Friday, July 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to open up for Skid Row. And you're going to get to see me and Brian do our act on the stage. And on top of that, we get to do – I do a little bit of sound for him too.
Chad's dressed up as the psycho killer.
I'm dressed up as the creep.
What day is it?
July 22nd.
Where is it at?
Friday at Token Lounge.
What the fuck is that?
The Token Lounge is
Westland.
Westland. It's off of Joy Road.
Yeah, Joy Road. Yeah.
Joy Road. If you take Middle Belt to Joy, take a left on Joy. It's like maybe a half a mile up.
Let me see.
Yeah, see what
I
you can do.
I have one person that I trust.
But yeah,
one person you trust.
Chad is the psycho killer called Creep, and
it's not clowns, is it?
And I'm dressed up as the character.
He's like, chaos.
He's like a.
He's the priest Cthulhu.
Cthulhu priest of chaos.
Okay.
So what we do is we come out through a couple shows. We do a bunch of sound for them. They're absolutely one of the top rocking bands right now in Motor City.
Is it busy?
It's pretty busy. Oh, well, it definitely was Skid Row being there.
Yeah, I probably need Xanax. No, I don't.
Well, take
Xanax.
Whatever you got. I'll buy you a couple shots too. No problem.
That's fine. But okay. I need like my own section.
Well, then you can. We'll find you. You know what? Actually,
there's actually a T-shirt.
A T-shirt section where my buddy sells T-shirts and he sells different things of sorts.
Okay, I'll sit at the table with your buddy.
There you go. That's fine. Okay. We got you hooked up. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, his family's at the table there selling T-shirts and stuff. So
I'll lay under the table.
Okay.
I'll just peek and look because people make me nervous.
Well, don't worry about people.
Well,
we're there. Don't worry.
Oh yeah, because that's the same. You're going to be up there, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, if you're going, then I'll hang out with you. Okay. Yeah, let me make sure if my friend doesn't have her child. Yeah, we got to keep our rings together. That's like it's so impressive.
It's like the Power Rangers in here.
It's impressive.
Skull.
Tell them what happened during break time.
So she comes up to me. She doesn't talk to you in here, but there's another person in the room. And you're not on. She comes up and she's like, "Dude, I have the same ring," which literally like I have not since I bought it seen another person. So ironically, I don't even know how that even worked out. But that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, already connection, bam.
Yeah, like that.
Insta-friends.
Insta-friends.
We got it.
Is that like the next, like, Facebook?
Insta-friends.
That would be, let's do it.
Yeah.
Right now.
Write that shit down. Copy
shit. We need to delete this. I work at a patent and trademarking law firm. I will help you guys this.
We have to delete this episode.
Yes.
Who's going to kill anybody that listens
to
it?
No, this is what I do for.
That's pretty drastic, but it sounds good.
Shut up, Brian. It's going to work.
This is what I do for a living. I know multiple attorneys who can help you guys out. Let me know.
I love it.
This
we're killing people tonight.
It's gonna be just purge? Did something just happen?
Hey, I have to get rid of the bodies in the trunk first.
I live right down the street. I don't like my landlord, so we can just bury them in my backyard.
Ooh, okay.
Well, that'd be fantastic.
All right.
Man, this show has come out to be so like beneficial.
Yes. We all have each other's backs.
Beneficial. Yep. We kill people. We bury them in different places.
Shh! You just said that on live radio.
Act like you never heard that.
Shh! That never happened.
Can't see us winking.
You are sleeping.
Did you just say that out loud?
No,
you said winking out loud.
No.
You said we were winking, and you said it out loud.
But that's meant we were joking about killing people and hiding bodies.
Choking?
Okay, so back to Halloween.
Okay, anyway.
None of that never happened.
Chad is going nuts.
Actually, in the new Halloween film that's coming out, John Carpenter's coming back.
Oh, my God.
He's coming back to make another film of Halloween, and he guarantees that
it's going to be the scariest one.
It's going to be the scariest one of them all.
He is producing, writing, and co-directing this film. I can't wait because Halloween has been lame since fucking Curse of Michael Myers. Well, H2O wasn't that too bad. But
it wasn't
50-50.
I mean,
it brought back the legend of what was before, but it wasn't great.
Right, yeah.
But Curse of Michael Myers was my last favorite Halloween movie. My after that, like with Busta Rhymes and Resurrection, was the most pile of crap I've ever seen. Go kick your ass, motherfucker! Go kick your ass, motherfucker!
Okay, there is a time and place for ghetto people in horror movies. And not favorite ones of mine.
So, like, Leprechaun in the Hood?
That's fucking incredible.
You know what's even better? Leprechaun in Outer Space.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one.
They burn him up and piss on his ashes, and he goes into the guy and kills him. Oh,
no, what is the one? Okay, no, because they had, like, that stretch of, like, stupid horror movies, well, scary movies, because it weren't actually horror movies. Like when they did, like, I Know What You Did Last Summer and all those bullshit ass fucking movies.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but that's where Ghetto belongs. I'm sorry.
Jennifer Love Huge Tits.
As soon as she walks out of the door, that was a good timing there. Guy.
Oh, she heard it.
I know she did because she did the
wow.
For huge tits.
I wasn't expecting that, but that's where, like, if you're gonna throw a ghetto character in, do it on that kind of movie. Don't do it on serious. We will fucking kill you if you destroy this movie.
You know, and that's why I liked when Platinum Dooms came out with Texas Chainsaw Massacre Remake. And the Friday the 13th was excellent. I even like Nightmare on Elm Street.
Dude,
people destroyed that film. I understand that. But you know what? That was the first time that film made sense.
Right.
It was the first time it didn't take
eight
films to make
sense. Remember seeing that movie in theaters?
I remember.
The remake of Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I remember.
Wait,
not just the remake.
Like it or you did like
it's fucking amazing.
Okay, I just don't remember watching that in theaters. I remember when they did the preview where and then it take the picture and you saw the shots, and it was like that was like one of those times that you're going, "Oh my god, this movie's going to be fucking awesome."
Oh man.
I
love that film.
Yes.
The second one, Chad likes the second one a lot.
I do, because you know what? They continued the legacy. What they did is they created the beginning of the legacy, what got them to the point of the remake.
Yeah. Which, you know, I agree. And there was brutal as fuck. There was a lot more gore, a lot
more
chainsaw
scenes. The hook in the girl's shoulder was awesome.
But the suspense of the remake that they did for that film, and Jessica Biel. Oh, my God.
Jessica Biel and she had a really good set of characters and people that acted in that film. I mean, Jessica Biel at the time was not really a nobody because she was only known really in Seven Heaven.
Right.
And when she came into this role, it was more or less her big first time start of films, and that's what made her popular.
Mm.
I mean, that shot where she was walking through the freaking grass and she in her ass and those pants, I mean, that
changed. That's what hooked you.
Oh, man.
I mean, you can't deny that. I mean, it was good because it reflected from the original.
I felt really bad where the nerd guy died.
Yeah, no.
I was hoping, and I was like.
But it was like characters. But that film brought back horror when it come to.
You're talking about nerd guy. It made me think of Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah.
Dude, when that nerd guy went back there, and he's like, "I'm getting my fucking baby back." That was badass.
I have one person that I root for in the movies, and even if I know their fate, I'm still like, maybe they changed their mind. You know,
my God,
I was so sad when
that
he died.
That was another
so badass.
I mean, to me, because they did a lot of great remakes to horror at that point in time. It was in the 2000s. They did Platinum Dooms was really into that. I mean, how can you argue that the Friday the 13th that they remade was garbage? I mean, it was such a perfect film, and there were so many people died in that film. I mean, I remember. And I'm not going to try to be racist here, but I remember going to the theaters and seeing that, and you seeing all the original first people in the shot get killed, and then Friday the 13th come up, and hearing all the black people going, "Oh, hell no! Oh, hell no! This movie just started?" I'm like, oh, my God.
Dude, that reminds me, okay, when we went and saw Paranormal Activity in a theater, it was fucking hilarious because this guy throughout the whole movie was just kept talking, you know? And then everyone was kind of getting annoyed, but we kind of calmed down. And then towards the end, he goes, "Oh, damn." He goes, "That bitch just threw that nigga across the room." He said it so loud.
Everybody heard
it and just fucking cracked up because it was so hilarious.
Everybody heard it. I mean, it was hilarious because some of these films I saw.
"Oh, damn. The bitch just threw that nigga across the room."
Remember H2O? When it came out, that was the worst experience I had.
Oh, that was
theater.
Terrible.
Because it didn't matter who was in that theater.
Right.
"It's his boot!"
"Oh, my God!"
I'm like...
We're like, are you serious?
Shut up.
Dude, it's like everything they were freaking out on.
Right.
And it was terrible.
It was like, "There's a knife!" "No one's touching it."
His boot! I remember that, dude.
I can be racist because I can. but most of those people are it's a lot easier to download stuff now, but back in the day, if anybody did that shit, you would fuck them up after that because you were actually filming to make money on the street. I grew up in the hood, so they would do the recording of the movies in the movie theaters and sell them for like $5 a pop, so you didn't have to wait like 6 months for them to come out. And like literally would go and watch movies, and as soon as you got out, they knew the one fucking person who talked during the movie and would whoop their ass in the parking lot because they just were going to lose money because they fucked up the film. Granted, people would walk back in front of it and you'd see like their hair or whatever, but it was a legitimate thing that they did.
That was a big business.
It was.
It was a big business.
But now that's shut down.
Oh,
like,
no, that,
now you can download got, shit within like a week.
You can download
it.
You can download
out.
It on that, but now a lot of theaters have cameras in there. That
no, and that's
crowd,
why
and
well,
everything
yeah.
got shut down.
But I mean,
that.
if you wait a couple weeks, it's on the internet.
It's on the internet. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
that's why I don't understand.
Totally off subject. I just wanted to.
Don't be so violent.
I'm sorry. I accidentally hit the lotion.
That's not lotion. It's sanitizer.
Oh,
yeah, what they
that
said.
Will kill 99.9% of your bacteria.
Oh, well, that's
and
good.
Your boner at the same time if you try to use it. Not lotion.
Hey, what? Do you know from personal experience?
It's not lotion. I'm just saying. It's not personal.
I was okay.
So what if you use this for lube? Would that work?
That might probably burn.
Oh, dude, like
that's
seriously.
Pure alcohol.
I'm just saying because it kills 99%, so they wouldn't get pregnant.
You talk about getting HIV.
Anyway,
tell them about getting HIV. It ain't going to work.
No. Anyway, who's...
that's why you can't have kids.
I wanted to talk about the show Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. The third
right,
season
next.
Is out. Okay, next.
Go ahead.
What do you got?
Nothing.
Oh, he just said that was the end
then
of
shut
your
the fuck up.
I had to say it. Jazz is not here.
Why do you... I'm going to put my
so
personal
violent?
Belongings on this side
anyway,
of the
anyway, the third
table.
Season's out right now, and I've been watching it, and a lot of the show reminds me of... Actually, it reminds me of, like, G.I. Joe and Cobra. Because Hydra's in there, and you think
horrible.
About it, G.I. Joe or... Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is basically G.I. Joe.
It's like Seven Heaven with superpowers.
And they got, like, cool gadgets and stuff. You know, which is like G.I. Joe.
Right.
And then Hydra's Cable, or Cobra, where they're like trying to take over the world. And I can see an actual G.I. Joe show being created, and I would fucking watch the shit out of that.
It would leave my house less than I already do.
I'm not a fan of that TV show anymore.
Okay.
It's not a fan of
I'm
you
talking
either,
about
Chad.
The G.I. Joe show that I think that
I mean,
should
that'd
make.
Be cool. I mean, I understand your G.I. Joe show, but... The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is like Seventh Heaven with
no,
superpowers.
Fucking no
That's
way.
That's fucking stupid, dude.
It's not like Seventh.
You know, primetime television when it comes to like superhero stuff and stuff like that just doesn't need to exist anymore. I'm sorry.
I don't pay for TV.
That's why it just never should exist because it is so fucking cheesy and so horrible. Like
well,
they'll
make a show about anything now. That's a
but,
problem.
You know, the best one of them all is Gotham.
I've heard.
I mean, the Arrow.
Not at the beginning, man. Come on now.
The Arrow TV series, the Flash TV series, and all that has got. It's like a complete like a circle, a 360 degrees of the same fucking season over and over again with the same shit over and
have
over
you ever,
again.
Did you watch The Last of Flash?
I did, and I was not happy with it.
Dude, I didn't see it myself, but I heard it was amazing. And they're going to be coming into a Flashpoint.
I mean, I'm more.
How badass is be able to see Flashpoint?
I'm excited
on
to see
the TV.
I'm excited to see that the fact that they're going to be Flashpoint, but it's going to be what's going to end up happening is it's going to be a bunch of filler television show of them talking about the Flashpoint paradox, and then it's going to end up turning into the Flash crying that he can't do it anymore and that he's not the superhero that he should be and. Every one of his people that works with him is the ones that are going to solve all the crimes, and they're the ones that's going to fix everything because that's how this series has been since the beginning.
Probably because they have 22 episodes to drag out.
Do not do 22 episodes. Do like Walking Dead has.
It's
put
CW.
Your money
right.
into story.
It's CW.
I know, but put your money into story. So if you wanted to do 22 episodes, why don't you do a half season. So
like South Park?
So do a season where you have a whole point that gets over and it's like done like Walking Dead where it's a better setup. And then go to the next one with
Dude,
a different
okay,
story.
The Walking Dead, the latest season besides the last episode. Even the last episode was fucking boring. There's been like all the second hand. You admit. You know it.
No,
the episode's
off.
Been boring.
It's dropped off because they're
dragging out the episodes to get to the point of Negan.
Yeah, but the problem is though, we're going to sit there and argue about that, right? We're going to sit there and complain about that. But the problem is that we're going to also going to sit there and go and talking about the relation to the comic books, because the comic books at this point in time were fucking boring. There was nothing good in those comic books whatsoever. The television series right now has proved to be better than the comic book series of the gap to get up to Negan. After the prison scene, that series, that comic book series dropped off like there was no tomorrow. That was...
Somebody's car's getting stolen.
Did we just get that on radio?
we did. That was pretty freaking loud.
Ooh, it's 8:51. I hope she's going to come in here.
She's not.
Soon.
She died of heat stroke.
Damn it. We got a show for the rest of the night, guys. But
no, I know what you're saying.
What I'm saying is okay, like television shows, like The Preacher has been excellent.
Which
okay?
is okay.
I've watched the rest of the last two episodes, and I love that series beyond anything
so
else.
So you
right
saw
now.
The last episode?
I saw the last episode,
dude,
and I loved it.
What the holy shit with Eugene?
Don't even say anything. Don't even say anything. We will talk about that later. But Outcast has been an amazing television show. I mean, there's a lot of suspense to it, and there's a lot of good things to it. Television shows right now have been excellent, but I think primetime television sucks because it's horrible. It's like one really good opening act, a lot of boring shit in between, and one semi-garright ending.
I agree. I do agree, but like Daredevil, was the first season was pretty freaking awesome.
So
which reminds me, what is that rated?
What? Daredevil?
Daredevil.
Rated,
that rated R?
That's R. Oh, that's hard R, dude.
Is it rated
oh, that's mature.
R?
That's hard R, dude.
No, I know the second season is pretty brutal.
Pretty brutal. But the first season, yeah, it's all R. Okay. It's more built for adults. But anyway, I'm sorry. If you guys want to get a hold of us, go to Geekopedia, What Geeks You. That's our closed group, and Geekopedia Live Podcast. That is our open group. Talk about whatever you want to. Talk about what you need to. Talk about what geeks you. Please do it. Our website will be up here in the next week, so we'll be throwing that out. We also have a Twitter, which is Geekopedia Pod, at Geekopedia Pod. Go there and throw some stuff out there. That's kind of new. We have also have Instagram, which is Geekopedia.
Which is basically Chad putting up the picture of his Batman statue over and over again.
Oh, that's awesome. Anyway, back to that.
I haven't seen it. I've just seen when you put on Facebook.
But, you know, next week we'll be talking about topics of some new stuff that's going to be interesting. We
decide
some
the day of, apparently.
Pretty much.
we talk about the new DC comic books that came out.
Well, I want to talk a lot about Rebirth next week.
Yeah.
Because this is the second wave, the second month for the series. This has been a great episode. You guys are amazing.
It has been.
You guys are amazing.
Awesome.
You guys are a bunch of goof fucking balls. And on top of that, I'd like to say good night to everybody and keep your geek on.
Wait, I want to hear something from Crystal.
You just say bye.
Crystal, you got something to say? Sweet.
There it is.
There we go. That's a great ending for the night. Hey, yes. We love you all. Keep the geek on, all right?
Do it.
Have a good one.
This is a previously recorded episode.